Hello and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is, what are your intentions? Pretty much most tech executives worldwide fall into a certain category. There are three main different types or archetypes of the role that you can choose and combine from. I've outlined those in my new book, The Tech Executive Operating System, where I say that other than leadership itself, being a tech executive tends to take up at least one of the next roles, which is people responsibility, frequently addressed as the vice president of engineering, the VP of engineering, who is responsible for the people, the processes, the delivery and execution of the entire R&D team. There's what is often termed as the internal, tacky, innovative CDO, which I call the architecture and innovation tech executive. And lastly, there's the outward-facing technical persona of the company, the person that is talking to partners about SDK integrations, going to conferences to talk about your APIs, and that sort of stuff for the more technically oriented companies. I call this the evangelism-focused tech executive. You can be all of the above. You can be only one. You can be sharing one of those with several others, as in bigger companies where you have several VPs of engineering. And of course, we have the wild card, which is something that I'm seeing more and more of with co-founding technical partners who tend to act as wildcards. They take their roles wherever needed. They change as things come up. So one year they might be focusing on customer success, and the next year they're helping product out, whatever needed they do. What is amazing about this is that we are in a day and age where the world is your oyster, at least the company is. You can take your passion wherever needed and put in as much impact as you can help generate. However, if you do that without having some direction, without knowing where you want to go, you create two problems. First of all, if you are not putting in the thought and thinking, where should I be investing my efforts? Where should I be focusing to increase my leverage and create a bigger impact? Then you're likely not going to make the biggest impact you could, because some planning, some thinking should be going into this in order to optimize it. Second, if it is unclear to you where you are headed, it is most likely unclear to the rest of your organization around you as well. And that means that some people might not inject themselves into certain scenarios because they might be afraid of stepping on your toes or unclear about the boundaries. When you have clear boundaries, when people know where you want to focus and where you don't want to focus on, then they can see opportunities for themselves to become bigger in the organization, to take on bigger responsibilities. And that's, of course, what we want to encourage. Assuming you realize that knowing your intentions is important and vital, what should you do next? I highly recommend thinking about where you have been and where you likely will want to be heading. So where you have been means thinking about things like, where do you think that you shine? What do you do in your day-to-day that makes you feel like you actually have achieved something, that what you did actually matters, that you gained success? And after you think about those areas, think about those that are likely to remain important for the company for the year or two to come, and where others in the company cannot easily do the same work that you do. Right now, I'm working with several clients. Some of them know from the get-go that they are not interested in being responsible for the people part of the role. They don't want to remain as vice presidents of engineering for too long. And therefore, we know from the get-go that even though they're going to be managing it for the next few quarters, we need to find a replacement that will allow them to not focus on it, and also to find out where they should be focusing. Another new client is someone who is incredibly talented and experienced in doing all of the things I just mentioned when I talked about the different roles of a tech executive, but is pretty certain he doesn't want any of them. And that likely means he will be turning either into a wild card, this superhero that does whatever is needed across the company and doesn't really care about staying put, or, and that is a perfectly fine alternative if you ask me, he will transition from being an executive in charge of a lot of people, having an executive role, into this sort of a super IC sort of role. So he will be working on technical aspects, but as a co-founder, he will have the ability to sit and participate in bigger discussions and having a bigger impact that way. Some companies call these the chief architect without having anyone report to that chief architect, for example. That is possible. Others I've seen, usually in bigger corporations, use titles like a fellow engineer and that sort of stuff. Everything is possible nowadays. Titles don't mean too much as long as everyone else in the company understands what you are in charge of and what you want to do. And therefore, I think that it is important to retain some sort of detachment when you are considering your intention, because being too attached to titles you've had in the past, to what you thought you would like to do, is not necessarily the best way to approach this. Try and think about where you can have the biggest impact and what will make it so that a year, two, or three down the road, you are still having fun and feeling fulfilled. Anything else is not worth it, you know, even if it's your company. At the end of the day, we only have a single life. It's very short. I always tell my clients, if you're not having fun, then start thinking about what you're going to be changing, because why go to work every day if it makes you miserable? We are blessed to be part in an industry where we have a lot of opportunities and freedom to choose where we're going to go. Don't waste it. So consider your intentions. If you need some help and guidance, I'm always here and you can contact me. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, if you have any questions or comments, my email is always in the show notes. I read every single email and I reply to essentially all of them. So do feel free to reach out. And if you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives, where I regularly share exclusive insights I don't share anywhere else every week. That's it. Thank you for joining me. Talk soon.